Good morning, dear listeners. Today we continue our podcast on healing with mycotherapy, which is the subject of my book with the same title. So today we speak about the mushroom Ericium, or also called the lion's mane mushrooms. And this is a very famous and very good mushrooms. It's edible, it's delicious, it can be eaten, and it can also be supplemented as a therapeutic mushrooms. So in Chinese medicine, it has been known to possess therapeutic properties, and today these properties are supported by scientific research, especially for its beneficial effects on the nervous system. And because of these reasons, the mushroom has been defined as the natural nourishment for neurons. So Ericium has a neuroprotective properties. It prevents dementia and neurodegenerative diseases. It improves the brain functions and relieves depressions, anxiety, and discomforts associated with menopause. It has a slight anti-tumor activity, not as much as some other mushrooms, but it does stimulate the immune system and is also treated for used for gastric and esophageal cancer, as well as gastritis and duodenal and gastric ulcers. So these mushrooms has antioxidant properties. It lowers the blood pressure, cholesterol levels and sugar levels, and it prevents cardiovascular disorders and diabetes type 2, like many other mushrooms. It also shows to possess antimicrobial activities against various pathogenic bacteria, including resistant bacteria to antibiotics, and it has no side effects. Ericium is tasty, it's healthy, it's low in fat, it contains unsaturated fatty acids, and a relatively high content of high quality proteins, which makes it an excellent substitute for meat in the vegetarian cuisine or diet. So the main groups of compounds which are present in Ericiums show neuroprotective properties, and these are the erythrocynes and erythrocynones. Difficult words, but these kind of compounds have and stimulate the synthesis of the nerve growth factor, the NGF, and this nerve growth factor is very important because it's involved in maintaining and organizing the functions of the neurons, and has a therapeutic potential in the treatment and prevention of neurodegenerative disorders such as multiple sclerosis, as well as Alzheimer's disease and depression. Nerve growth factor was first discovered by Rita Levi-Montalcini, which is an Italian scientist, and she lived a very long life, and she discovered this nerve growth factors, and she said at the time that she used it herself, and that she her brain is she seemed to recall that she had perfect memory even at a very old age. So that's just to talk about, just to mention the nerve growth factors, and these mushrooms actually increases the productions of this nerve growth factor. So basically, for the nervous system, is the number one mushrooms, because it heals the nerves. There are different studies that demonstrated that basically they did some studies in mice, and they found that basically the mice had regained an equivalent, the improved memory observed in mice, with a reversal of cognitive decline from 23.5 to 17 months of age in mice. That is equivalent to an improvement from 79 to 57 years in humans, compared to a control group. So that was a study that kind of showed this effect on the nervous system. So I think we should conclude. There is much more information in my book, but I want to keep this podcast quite short and just to give the main information about each mushroom. So the main therapeutic application for ericium is dementia, Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis, nerve damage, and menopausal syndrome, and depression, which we haven't mentioned. Secondary applications is gastric ulcers, anxiety, and we should also mention that it has the potentiality to decrease infection of patients affected by Helicobacter pylori, which is actually related to is one of its indication, that is gastric ulcer. So this is this is all for today with ericium, and thank you for listening, and I will see you all in the next podcast.